On Monday, the UN Security Council unanimously extended the mandate of UNESFA for another 1 year until November 15, 2023. The 3,890-strong peacekeeping force, comprised of military and police personnel, was established in June 2011 and is mandated to provide security in what is supposed to be the demilitarized region known as the Abyei Administrative Area. Numerous deadly attacks have been reported in the region in recent months. Ajak Ding, a spokesperson for the Abyei Special Administrative Area, says his government welcomes the decision to extend the peacekeeping mission's mandate, but Ding is urging UNESFA to push for the final status of Abyei.
The extension is welcome, but we hope within this time, process of final status of Abyei to be achieved. UNESFA forces is not well covering the box. And so the mandate is not to that extent, as the citizens are expecting. So we urge them again, with this extension now, to live up to their mandate so that they can do the perfect protection within the box.
South Sudan and Sudan both claim ownership of the Abyei region, which straddles the border between the two countries. In June 2011, both governments agreed to offer a demilitarized special administrative status for Abyei, allowing UNESFA to provide security in the area. Deng says the region is encountering several security challenges due to a lack of military presence and accuses UNESFA of providing very little security to the local population. Deng says declaring a final status for Abyei will end the waves of attacks in the area.
Because people are harmless here, and the time of the conflict is again disturbing the very little citizen who has settled, who have got some security. And now with this one, they are not able to do their livelihood. And that is why the UNESCO was brought in here.
Deng says the south and the north of the Abyei administrative area are witnessing some of the worst threats of insecurity in the region, which destabilizes the livelihoods of people in local communities. Byung Kwal, a native of Abyei living in Juba, whose father was killed in front of UNESFA forces, says the peacekeeping force has not lived up to their mandate for the past few years.
It's okay to have been extended the mandate of the UNESFA. However, we have some missing gaps regarding the presence of UNESFA within Abyei Special Administrative Area. The security situation at the area is really, really devastating. We have experienced this destruction of properties, displacement of people, and worst of all, series of death of both the group of people or individuals, such as my father. He was killed in the presence of UNESFA.
With the new extension of the UNESFA mandate, Kwal calls on UNESFA to protect innocent and armed civilians in Abyei so that when people like his father are threatened, they are protected.
If they have been given another chance for extension, then it is now time for them to put more effort and at least go on the reality now to implement the mandate, which is the security. Because Abyei area, okay, it's a box, it's a defined area, and of course the whole box must be secured and people should be at peace. We experience some development like other people in the world.
Reg Adur, another Abyei citizen living in Juba, says many armed forces remain in the Abyei who are not peacekeeping forces.
Until now, there are huge number of military personnel since 2011 remains within the PCA box in the area, and it is the forces that is being threatening the population of Abyei since 2011. The people of Abyei would love to see a new face of a new beginning of a new journey for UNISFA. They need to see the area being secured, people remain safe without any further looting of their properties and killing of innocent life.
Repeated calls to the spokesperson of UNISFA went unanswered. On Monday, the Security Council reiterated its call to Sudan and South Sudan to ensure the Abyei area is demilitarized, including all armed elements in the local communities. It called on both governments to facilitate the smooth functioning of all UNISFA bases and joint border verification team sites in accordance with their primary responsibility as host states and the status of forces agreements. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.